Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you have a lot of injuries, you, as a manager, you have to ask first yourself what went wrong, stuff like this. Then you go through it, and it was really unlucky. And it started with the two injuries which the players, or three injuries which the players brought here, like Queef. I heard the Irish manager didn't like it or whatever, or however you gave him the information. For us, it's like this. He got injured at Ireland. And whoever was responsible for it in this moment didn't pick it up, and he arrived here and was still injured without having massive problems. When you have a short break, the boys don't train like crazy. And this, they have three weeks, 2 weeks off, 1 week a little bit. So first time goalie training, out. So out until today. Similar, Diogo played, had one session with us, poof, happened again. Yeah. That's really unlucky. Calvin Ramsey arrived with problems pretty early. The stress reaction for Curtis Jones, which is, he's not a kid anymore, but still young, can happen. It's really strange. Nobody knows exactly where it's coming from, but it can happen. So unlucky. Then Oxley with a reasonable muscle injury. Thiago. Ibu in a tackle getting in, unlucky-ish. Similar situation was with Costas in just in training. Normal challenge, knee a little bit strange, bam, out. Bobby only a little, but enough for not being available. So it was like, woof. And all of a sudden, I forgot 100% somebody, and it's not Nabi ill, all these kind of things. So if they are not available, it's all the same, pretty much. And that's really, really... Joel now, yeah. That was strange as well. So how it happened, didn't feel anything in training, walked in and then said, yeah, there's something, and then out for, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. So... It's just strange. Yeah, it's true. But it's not, we cannot pick it up. We cannot say that that's because of that or that's because of that, apart from three, which we cannot even pick that up. It's just happened before we arrived, and that increased the number already, because obviously we have a squad where everybody is needed. We are not like 25, 26 players, but on the other side, it opens up opportunities, and I'm really, really happy with. I'm not sure that two boys, Stefan and Bobby, Stefan Bajicic and Bobby Clark would be that close to the first team already with 17 years old if it would have all available. And now they make real steps, like with unbelievable every day in training. So that's good. But of course, you would prefer to have an extra striker, an extra midfielder, available for, you cannot change five times, and you cannot change five times sometimes. No, that's it, yeah. Yeah, it's not cool, and you need a moment to realize, okay, that's really, and last week was really horrible because it was like three players in 1 week, and you think, okay, what's going on? But that's the situation we are in. And now, in my mind, if we have a problem, And you have the chance to sort it together, then you do that together. So I can't wait for the next few games and our people buy in and what how they did now with 10 men. It's pretty much a situation where I have 10 men and now, come on, let's still try it. And that's us as well. We never reached anything without fighting. And we reached the biggest things from situations, coming from situations which were not the best possible. And that's what I like about it. So and when we can create this, then it was the best possible start for us. So far, then we realize, okay, will not be easy. Know it, and now let's go.
Hey, Madison, Paul Gorse, can you
join? Yeah, you're a very pragmatic manager, and you deal with anything that happens, like when you lost four centre halves. But I was wondering, with the midfield situation that you have with a long-term injury with Alex. And Thiago out for a little while. With Naby Keita, the club, realistically, if he doesn't sign a new contract, which he hasn't done and he's in his final year of his contract, that they would be entitled to sell him. But as a manager with that situation you've got, would you be able to, would you accept that? I know you're not a manager who ever throws, it's always out of the ground, but would you be able to accept that? That situation.
Selling Naby now?
Yeah.
And not replacing?
Well, it'd be very difficult to replace him in the...
Yeah, so no, that's not possible. Of course not. So, but it's not the plan.
So you that's kind of what I'm saying, is would you be...
No, we're not dumb. So that we think a player can go and we don't replace him and stuff like that. No, that's no chance. So Naby will not go, but if he would, but he will not do, then there must be a replacement, of course. It's clear.
So and just on the midfield situation, you know that all the fans always ask about it, and the media, we keep writing about it. But so just to be absolutely clear, your situation is you've got what you need, and that will not change, and that's what you want.
Yes, when they're all fit 100%, but even then we always look to strengthen, but we have to. We always did. It must be the right player, and if the right player is not available in this moment, then we tend to say, okay, then we deal with what we have before we sign a player who is not 100%, right? So that's this situation never changed. Now we have more injuries than we would have imagined. And now it would be cool to have new midfielder in, of course, but for now. And then and we don't know when the boys come back and stuff like this. It doesn't change constantly, but it's, you can just not do that. And then there's another fact. We are not in charge of... I'm here, not Tony is not in charge of what we can spend. We are not. He wants probably even more than I, but it's... that's a situation. We get things told. And then we deal with that. It was always the same, never different. And you can say that's why we are here in a good understanding, or that's why we are here in a bad understanding. That's why we are here. And that's it.
Paul Gorse.
It's a similar question to Dave's, really. Yeah,
you opened a box of Pandora with the... You know, you cannot write that before Sunday night.
On Monday night, you had Stefan and Bobby on the bench, and you know, you're only a couple of weeks into the season. You've just mentioned the list of injuries you've got there. So, is it a situation where perhaps you'd like to bring someone in, but as you say, the financial constraints are in place for the right player, and it's just something that you know, perhaps have to accept?
I always have to accept, and always did. Yeah, that's it. It makes no sense to worry about something you cannot change. Just waste of anything, waste of energy, waste of positivity. I love this group, really, I do. And not because they're so good looking, no, because they're incredible, incredible characters. So, and I showed it again on Monday. So, and now let's go and don't worry constantly about what could, what if, what these kind of things. If the facts are the facts, accept them, and go from there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.